I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
That is just, to me, is a joke. What are you going to do, bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go somewhere
you.
and chew on bark and, and whisper to the gods out there.
100%. These guys on the show, Mr. Bradshaw, know I'm not a fan of his. We've been around each other personally, and he was not a kind person.
He does not. I had to go over and introduce myself to him. He's not. I had to go, hey, Aaron, I'm Terry Bradshaw. I know he knows me, but I just felt like I better tell him who I am.
Yeah.
And not, you know, you walk in there and you get in his presence and you feel like it's going to start snowing. So.
Wow. Good old. Was that a motorcycle limit?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit.
You and I are at odds this morning.
Oh,
that's
we're
okay.
Big time at odds over baseball rules.
Yeah, we've been yelling at each other.
Yes,
but
you
that's
yelling
not
at me
the
during
story.
The headline.
I know. I apologize for that. That's and you okay. yelling at me during the headline.
Be right before the headline, yes.
I've never seen you this mad this early in the morning, but the story is not what we were arguing about. It's about Mr. Rogers. It's about Terry Bradshaw, a Steeler legend. And I want to be a little careful with Terry Bradshaw. I'm not always on board with what this guy says, because once you get on board for a Terry Bradshaw rant, it can be an awfully dangerous ride, including the stuff he said about Pickett. Although he did make some fair points about Pickett, but you can say all of that is true. The Steelers didn't have the right offensive line, the right coordinator, maybe the right head coach to develop a quarterback. And also true, Kenny Pickett was a bust. All true. I know there's one caller probably already dialing me to yell at me. Remember that guy?
Oh, I'm very familiar with that guy. He calls in frequently.
The leader of Pickett's brigade. But who knows? Kenny Pickett has another shot in Cleveland. Maybe things change for him. I don't know. I have a Mason Rudolph mustache. I took the challenge from the PM guys. They said, which fan host will grow a Mason-like mustache? And I already hadn't shaven for 5 days because I've been depressed and withdrawing from caffeine. But now I have you like the mustache limits? Is it on the YouTube feed here? Everybody can get, you can barely see it.
Right.
It's in its embryonic stages.
It's infancy.
Yeah, kind of like Aaron Rodgers talking about frog embryos on the Joe Rogan show. Did you hear that little part of it?
I can't say that I did.
Yeah, that was interesting. He talked about everything but football for 3 hours with Joe Rogan, which seemed appropriate because I don't know where football rests on this guy's list of priorities. So by and large, while always cautious getting on the Bradshaw train, I sit by the window, right, and am at any moment ready to leap out of it. I do agree with him on this. It is a joke. It is. I have no idea what they're doing. They're embarrassing themselves, and this is an old story now. I get it. But day one of OTAs made it different, and here's why. While we've seen prominent players skip OTAs, TJ Watt wasn't there on day one. DK Metcalf wasn't there. That's not new, but those guys aren't quarterbacks. Those guys aren't here to stake a claim as leaders of their team, especially for a team that desperately needs one, that has been waiting on one and begging for one and conducting open tryouts for one for years now, since Ben left the building. And he decides, you know, not to sign. Obviously, you got to be signed to show up. But if signing Rodgers is a foregone conclusion, it seems like he could arrive here, put pen to paper, and barely break stride on his way over to OTAs. And here's the real point. I was looking around the league last night, and my crack research found that 30 of the 32 teams had already had at least one day of OTAs, 30 of 32, and every single presumed starting quarterback participated or at least was present. Every single one. The only ones I didn't find, because they haven't started yet, I think the Ravens start today, and I think the Cardinals either today or sometime soon. So Murray and Jackson, I don't know about, but I'm going to go ahead and assume that they're going to be there. In the meantime, every single quarterback in the league is with their team. Every single presumed starting quarterback, I should say, is present and accounted for, except for one guy. One guy. Can you guess who it is, Limits? Are you on top of your game this morning?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. Is that important? I mean, I would think, especially in this case, yes, the guys that it's probably not important for are there anyway. Jalen Hurts spent part of his offseason, and he's the Super Bowl MVP, which Rodgers was a million years ago. He spent part of his offseason picking Michael Jordan's brain on a competitive edge, on the idea of repeating as a champion. That was in Philly, of course. In Dallas, you had Dak Prescott trying to develop some chemistry with George Pickens. Remember him, Limits? He even showed up on time.
Wow, how about that?
Even he showed up on time. So they're working on that. In Miami, Tua, who is embroiled in a contract dispute, decided to show up anyway. Out in L.A., the headline was Justin Herbert working on his chemistry with new backs, including
Najee Harris.
Very good, Limits. You're on top of your game. And across town, guess what was happening out in L.A.?
Matthew Stafford
was working on his chemistry with Rodgers' old buddy, Devontae Adams. I assume if he wasn't in Texas or some other such place, that Rodgers was out in L.A. while those two teams and their presumed starters, well, their embedded starters, were working on developing chemistry with teammates.
It's four nights of complete darkness.
Where is this guy? And why is Art Rooney continuing this charade? What are we doing here? And I realize there's still a very good chance. In fact, I expect that Rodgers will be here for mandatory workouts, and that's in 2 weeks. But again, I can't help but look around the league and see every single presumed starting quarterback taking advantage of these workouts. And again, for the 8 millionth time, this ain't New York, although the Steelers sure do look like the Jets these days. Rodgers isn't going to sort of put his own system in place here. He has to learn new terminology, new teammates, and this is longer than the mandatory workouts. This is potentially six of them that he's just blowing off. Is it because he's still having second thoughts about coming here, or he just doesn't feel like it? I'm with Bradshaw on this. It's a joke. 412. Can we get Kabali sent? Oh, my God. Why didn't we already use Kabali? There you go.
We'll be hearing from Kabali later today. We'll have a lot of Kabali talk.
We'll get him live. I'm sure he's taking the contrarian opinion here. I don't even need to know. 428-9370. I'll give you another example as I go around the league. In Buffalo, Josh Allen is reportedly set to be married in 3 days. But guess who was there on the first day of OTAs? A guy who probably didn't need to be there. And listen to his coach, and then sort of juxtapose that with Art or Mike Tomlin talking their way around a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, who the Steelers are so desperate for to come in and save them for a season so they can go 9-8 and get blown out of a first-round playoff game. This was McDermott to reporters in Buffalo on what it means to have your starting quarterback there as the leader of the team.
I think it says everything, right? So he is the face of our organization. He's the leader of our team. And when he's here, like anything else as a leader, it speaks and it holds a tremendous amount of weight, right? Like any leader, in particular the leader of the team, those words that he says and his actions are exponentially impactful, right, to the whole roster, the whole team.
Bingo. Makes sense. So has anybody heard from Aaron Rodgers? Anybody? 30 teams, 30 starting quarterbacks at OTAs, waiting on two others, guessing they'll be there. And that'll make 31 of 32, except for Art Rooney's team, begging Aaron Rodgers, waiting for Aaron Rodgers, being toyed with by Aaron Rodgers. Can you believe this? I mean, seriously. We've been talking about it for 3 months, although to be fair to our show, and I don't know, maybe the others, Limits, we haven't talked about it that much. Like ever since the McAfee show, it's sort of a topic. It hasn't been the lead topic a ton.
No.
But it has to be today. When you hear that, does anybody disagree with that?
I don't think you should. I mean, the quarterback naturally, especially when you're the starter, there's just a leadership component that comes with that. Whether you want it or not, as the face of the franchise at quarterback for a lot of organizations, you are the one that bears that responsibility, and your voice carries a ton of weight. And for Aaron Rodgers' voice to not even be there in the building, I mean, it says a lot, and it's indicative of the Steelers caving to Aaron Rodgers. And Art at this point just, I think, flummoxed by this entire situation, maybe because they didn't like any of the quarterbacks
now,
that were available.
Well, they didn't. I agree with Graziano, who said they didn't like any, including Rodgers, but they're perfectly satisfied with Mason. Well, obviously they're not satisfied with Mason if they're you know, crawling along here begging for Aaron Rodgers. Art should have put an end to this, but he didn't. He keeps telling us a little while longer we're willing to wait. And meanwhile, I just can't help but wonder where football is for Aaron Rodgers right now. Does he want to play?
I think it's probably timely. You know how we are still months out. The closer and closer I think we get to football, maybe the itch comes back for Aaron. But the fact that that's the case, that's an indictment of itself.
It's about the off seasons, and having spoke with so many former professional athletes, that's the part they don't want to do anymore. When they get to be Aaron Rodgers' age, or usually much earlier. You know, yeah, I'd still love to play in the games. I don't care about the pain that comes with that. It's ramping up in the off season and preparing your body and your mind for another year of football. He doesn't strike me as somebody who's doing that. I could be very wrong. Maybe he shows up and everything's forgotten in a couple weeks, and maybe you're on that side out there. It just doesn't seem like it's worth it. And I thought it was very telling. And I know that Aaron has said that he's going through some personal issues. And I obviously, as anybody should, respect that. But that hasn't stopped him from, you know, gallivanting across the country here. He was at a Mike Studd concert the other night. Do you know who Mike Studd even is, Limits?
No, I don't think so.
Well, do you know so? Do you or do you not know who he
is?
No,
I'm looking up Mike Studd. He's a singer. Does he have any songs out here that I would know?
Well,
I've heard of one Mike Studd song called Swish. A friend of mine used to listen to that song all the time when I was in his car.
Yeah? Is that a basketball, about a basketball shot? Or
Yeah, it is kind of about that.
Anyway.
Some of these songs just don't make much sense.
Give me some other titles, if you would, from a Mike Studd concert. Give me Mike Studd's. Does he have a greatest hits album out yet?
He has a song called Lost Me, Life Got Crazy, Someone Make It Stop. Maybe that's the song.
No wonder Rodgers went to see him.
That's the song that everyone needs to play for Mike Studd. Someone make this stop. Aaron, please make it stop. Sign already. Or just go to California and don't come back.
That would have been a great line for my column today. I should have looked up Mike Studd's songs. Someone make it stop.
Someone make it stop.
So Rodgers has time to do that. To go to a Mike Studd concert halfway across the country and, you know, playfully shoot water guns at the show and deal with questions from people and hint that he's still coming to the Steelers. And he has time to appear in person on the Joe Rogan Experience. And as the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel put it, we heard his takes on UFOs, frog embryos, his conspiracy that nanobots are in vaccines and tracking people. My God, even Rogan didn't buy that one. And various other topics for like 3 hours limits. And none of it had anything to do with football, which I think was very symbolic, honestly.
It was like anything but football without Villanueva.
Where, exactly.
In a way, yes.
You're on fire early this morning. We should fight before every show and yell at each other.
Apparently, this it gets is me fired up. It's like, good morning, Limits. Here we go. It's time for the show.
Anything but football with Aaron is the next segment we're going to do. Does it rank 10th? Where is football on his list of priorities? He seems to be involved in a lot of things, interested in a lot of things. And I don't know where football ranks.
Well, it seems like whatever's going on with his family, him supposedly being married, him training in Malibu, the Mike Studd concert, Rogan and other things. Football's right around 6 or 7, I think.
I'd love to hear a Mike Studd song at some point in the show, although I'm sure that's not allowed. Steelers, they started yesterday, so we'll see what happens today. They're back at it today, or do they get a day off?
No, they're on today and tomorrow before they're off until next Tuesday.
All right. Cam Hayward probably said it best. And he was there yesterday. It was like 2 months ago that this flirtation began. And I know that Hayward sort of tried to soften his stance, but the words were out there and they still ring true. And he said, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. 2 months later, I'll ask you out there, does it strike you that he really wants to be a Steeler and that he wants to play football? I'll ask you that. 412-928-9370. And I'll ask you this. Are you just willing at this point to go with Mason? He showed up with a hell of a mustache. He did. And I think that was significant. That's a guy who's, I was going to say feeling himself, but that wouldn't sound right, Limits. He's a guy
he's
ultra
confident.
Yes.
He's confident about himself.
He's like that GIF, whatever they call it, the meme where the guy walks in to the show and he's all, you know the one I'm talking
about. He's strutting.
Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for.
He's got that swagger to him right now.
Mason Rudolph strutted into the first day of OTAs with one hell of a mustache. He looks like a 70s porn star or somebody from an old Western, or maybe somebody from an old Western porn. I don't know. He looked, it was unbelievable, wasn't it? You saw it.
Did you ever see my mustache from last year when I had the Paul Skeens mustache? Do you remember that?
Yeah, it didn't look like that. I mean, it looked okay.
Yeah, but not trying to compare, but I tried to rock one.
This mustache screams, I'm the man from Mason.
My friend group all wants me to bring the mustache back.
I think you should. In fact, our show should be the one to carry the mustache mantle.
Yeah? You think Bob will rock with a mustache?
Absolutely.
I don't think he would.
I think Bob's had a mustache, and I bet we can find photos. So we, us three, should carry the mustache mantle with Mason. I'm actually more than ready. I've been ready, and I don't even think he's any good, really, to go with Mason this year. It just seems like pending disaster. Like if Rodgers gets here, what are the chances that he doesn't say something hugely embarrassing along the way, or that he doesn't go on McAfee and throw people under the bus, or you know what I mean? Or you know, what are the chances that he's great as a player, good enough, great enough to make up for anything else?
Well, I think that they're banking on taking that bad with the good that he could bring to have them be to have
well,
them be
you
better
seem
than
to
the
be
situation
in, you seem
with
to
Mason.
Be in that camp yourself,
yeah,
Leonard. So why are you all of a sudden turning on Rodgers?
How do you think I'm turning on Rodgers?
I think you're agreeing with everything I say that they're making fools of themselves and should move on.
I do not think that they should move on. They are making fools of themselves. There's no
doubt
about that.
If you're on the Rodgers train, what's the difference if he shows up now or in 10 days?
Because I want him to be there to be able to get with the guys, learn the offense, and start to form some chemistry.
But you think he's going to be good no matter what?
I do, yes. Well, unless he shows up in like the last week of training camp.
What does Bradshaw mean by eating bark? Is that the
I have no idea.
Is it ayahuasca? Did we determine that that was the name? But that's a drink,
yeah,
right?
That's not eating bark. I have no idea what he meant by that. Probably just a big exaggeration.
But not that much of one, right? If he's
eating
drinking,
bark
compared to drinking ayahuasca, maybe there's some substances in the bark.
What's he just going to the tree and ripping it off and eating it?
Yeah, certain pieces of bark will do that for you.
Really?
Let's hear from Bradshaw again as we wind up here and solicit your calls at 412-928-9370. Did you give me my reads limits? Yes, you did.
Yes, this was Terry on...
I'm sorry for even asking.
103.7, The Buzz.
That is, this to me is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's
that
not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go somewhere
you.
And,
thank
and
you.
Chew on bark.
Chew on bark.
And also, what was the second part? Chew on bark and talk to the gods. Whisper to the gods out there.
Whisper to the gods out there.
Whisper to the gods
out there.
I love that.
By the way, as a side note here, I'm absolutely going to start listening to 103.7 The Buzz in Arkansas. Are you not?
That sounds pretty entertaining.
I mean, that sounds like a hell of a show.
But not from 10 to 2. Make sure you tune it in right here to the Pomp and Joe Show every Monday through Friday.
Thank you, Limits. Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Every single presumed starting quarterback in the NFL was with their team for the beginning of OTAs. There's two outstanding right now. Don't know with the Ravens and Cardinals, but I'll be surprised if Jackson or Murray isn't there. Every single one except for one team, and you know who they are. They know who they are, and they're waiting on this guy, Aaron Rodgers. And Limits thinks it's going to be worth it. Do you? Do you think this is going to be worth it? Are you up for the Aaron Rodgers experience? All right, Limits.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll get to calls next. We'll also expand the topic. I want to talk about some quarterbacks in the AFC North. And then what a Pirate win, wasn't it? What a win.
That was fun to watch. The Reynolds home run, just a no-doubter.
I stayed up for that.
I did too.
And couldn't believe my eyes. I mean, it was great. That was the win of the year, right? Easily.
Yeah. Down by six on the road, late innings.
To a pretty good team with a really good pitcher on the mound. You're down 6-0.
Henry Davis homers
off. And in comes Hank Davis.
Off Corbin Burns. How about that? The rest of the guys could not hit anything off of Corbin Burns. And then here comes Henry Davis hitting a bomb.
It was incorrigible limits. It was incrinculant. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was watching. And I have to think that there's something to the idea of Henry Davis just coming into a game and therefore maybe being more relaxed. We're going to have Dan Zangrilli on later. To me, with, you know, I'm not a hitting coach. You know, I'm not Charlie Lau. Do you remember him from many years ago?
Charlie Lau.
Of course you don't. No, Lau, L-A-U. Mm. Famous hitting coach, limits. It's okay. You shouldn't know him, actually. It was many years ago.
Oh, yes. Ayahuasca does come from the stem and bark of a plant that I can't pronounce.
You trying to say Charlie Lau did ayahuasca?
No, I'm saying that maybe Terry Bradshaw referring to bark that Aaron Rodgers was eating was a little bit of an exaggeration, but somewhat bark is involved.
Yeah. He's barking up the right tree there.
Just about to make that joke, and you jumped in front of me for it.
Henry Davis, not being a hitting coach, even I can tell that he wants so badly to succeed and is feeling such enormous pressure, has through most of his career here, as short as it's been in the majors, that you can feel his hands squeezing the bat to sawdust. Zangrilli likes to say he's the only guy he's ever seen who hits foul balls over onto, is it Federal Street to the left there, limits?
Yeah.
It's true. And I can't help but think, all right, you're up, you're in. And I remembered a softball slump that my daughter had. It's very weird that I had this memory. She was in a Tommy Pham-like slump. Couldn't hit. And when she did hit, the ball would go straight in the air. Then one time she wasn't in and didn't expect to go in. Boom, go to the plate. Somebody got hurt or something. Swung at the first pitch, cracked it up the middle. The slump was over. And I firmly believe it came from being totally relaxed and having it be unexpected and just like it's basically a blanket type thing. And when I mean blanket, I mean, you know, blank and then the word it, like screw it. Right. You know what I mean?
It alleviates the pressure on you where you see yourself penciled into the lineup an hour and a half, 2 hours before the game, whatnot. You know you're coming up to bat. Middle of the game, you just go in. All right. Well, here we go.
Yes.
No time to think.
All
Just
of
play.
That. No Time to Think, which is a Bob Dylan song off one of his underrated albums, Street Legal, I might add, limits. Oh. But
is
yes.
it as good as Someone Make It Stop by Mike Studd?
I don't know about that. I wish you would play that. I know there's probably not a way to do it where we won't get in trouble, but please. So Henry Davis, suddenly, with two great swings, and Wehner talked about it, how he was working on that in batting practice, that shortened swing. Oh my God, what a relief just to see this guy take a shortened swing and go to right field. You want to run on the field in many of his previous at-bats over his career and say, it's going to be okay. Don't try to hit the ball through the left field foul pole. Relax. Everything's okay. But you know what you need to relax, Limits, is what Canario has, and that's time to fail.
Yeah, and having Tommy Pham on the bench has allowed him to do that.
Yes, that's one thing Don Kelly has done.
That was the first thing he did.
Yeah, you give a guy time. You tell him, don't worry about it. You're here for a while. You're going to play. I don't care if you go 0 for 12 with 12 strikeouts. Guess what? You're going to take a 13th at bat. Keep going here. Relax. Just relax, to bring up a famous Aaron Rodgers. Remember that?
R-E-L-A-X.
Yes, Limits.
Relax.
This might have been your greatest opening segment ever. That's what Rodgers told people when the Packers started slow one year, to bring this segment full circle. And I felt great for Henry Davis. And I'm sorry, when I see two swings like that, I can't help but think there's more in there. I mean, the home run, was it 112 miles an hour?
I don't know the exact exit velocity, but
I think it was.
And you're talking like deep left center field.
So I offer this to you, Wonder Twin. In the month of May, guess what Henry Davis is batting? Wrong. 270. Guess what his OPS is?
Wrong.
810. He's slugging 423. His on-base is 387. And you could come back with small sample size, only 26 at-bats, and I could come back with, so have all his failed stints been small sample sizes. So why shouldn't I take heart and maybe even take glee in this one? And please, I beg of Don Kelly to play this dude a lot. Like every day, not necessarily, but 5-6 days a week.
Well,
please, please let him go out and fail and succeed. And he's actually hitting in May. The numbers prove it. An 810 OPS on this team stands out in a big way. Please just play him. We looked up the rules on DHs, didn't we, Limits? If you DH at the beginning of a game, and this may cost McCutcheon at-bats, oh well, you know, you got to go with the younger guys. I'm sorry. There'll be some at-bats for McCutcheon. He's actually hitting well. But you got to find out about Henry Davis. It's a franchise imperative. In fact, it might be the franchise imperative as this season rolls along.
You owe it to yourself to make sure that he's not a Brian Bollington or a Chris Benson or any of those guys as a 1-1.
So we were worried that, because of what somebody had told us a couple of times, that a DH can go, you know, just because you start a catcher at DH like Davis could, he can obviously still go and play a position in the game, but you lose your DH
right,
unless you have some sort of double substitution.
Yeah,
correct?
If necessary.
It gets very complicated. You could lose your DH.
Right. Yeah, you could double switch or whatever, or they could ultimately, because Andy Rodriguez is going to be activated in a short amount of time.
I'll tell you this, and Joey Bart's been pretty darn good since he got here, although he hits for no power. But Davis is better than him defensively. I think I'm even willing to say right now, in fact, I am, Limits, that Henry Davis should be their starting catcher. And I know Bart got hurt last night, and obviously he seems like a great dude too, hoping everything's okay with him. But I think Henry Davis should be, let's put it this way, their majority catcher.
Well, we know he'll be catching tonight because it's Paul Skeens in the mound, and Skeens' personal catcher has become Davis.
Do you agree with that? That he should be their majority catcher right now? And that when Bart plays a little bit of catcher, sure, and DH?
I still want to see Bart play a game a week at first. So I will go more so 50-50, 60-40 in favor of Davis. I don't want it to be like...
So 60-40, you agree. Their majority catcher.
60-40, I'd put it there, yeah.
I think it's time, man. I truly think it's time. They need to find out, and I'm starting to like the signs. My God, his average is over 200, Limits. It's up to 204.
Bart is one of their better hitters, though. That's why it would be hard to bench him.
I didn't say bench him. I said play him at DH.
And then move McCutcheon more so into the field.
No, or I don't know what you do with McCutcheon. I don't know, because Canario's playing well. Cruz is your center fielder. And now Brian Reynolds looks like he's going to go on a heater and get up to his normal numbers. So McCutcheon is, and everyone else is just going to have to deal with it.
Oh, my nose is bleeding.
What happened?
I don't know.
I didn't punch you.
It just started bleeding.
Yet.
I'm sorry
to hear
that.
All right. I hope that gets better. So that's my thought. And those are my thoughts and Limit's thoughts on Bradshaw, Rogers, Hank Davis, Joey Bart, all of that.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
OTAs have begun across the land. In some cases, they began a little bit ago. In two cases, I believe, Baltimore and Arizona. Baltimore begins today. So we'll see if Lamar Jackson's there. I don't see any reason why he wouldn't be. Every single team has had its presumed starter at quarterback show up for OTAs except for one. Do you buy it that it's important? I'd love to know. Do you think that Aaron Rodgers is a marked difference in number of wins from Mason Rudolph? Because I don't. Tell me more, Limits, about why you think it's worth the wait with Rodgers and why you think, for example, this is a significant upgrade on, say, Russell Wilson. Because I see basically the same guy, Russell Wilson, in 11 games here last year, had 16 touchdown passes and 5 picks and a 95.6 rating. Aaron Rodgers in 6 more games had 28 touchdowns and 11 picks and a passer rating that was 5 points less. So I'm presuming you think if Rodgers were here last year, they would have won more games and maybe won a playoff game?
Yes. Sorry to interrupt there. I think maybe one more game they would have won, potentially 11 wins, potentially. And a playoff game, I think they would have been better positioned with an 11th victory or however the schedule would have turned out so that they would not have to go to Baltimore. And maybe instead they'd be playing against Houston or some other team where they had a better chance to be able to win that playoff game. I don't think that Russell Wilson just has it anymore. Like, I think he's shot. I don't think that he has much football left in the tank.
Why is he shot but Rodgers is not? That's the part of your argument I don't get.
I still think that Rodgers has good arm strength and is able to decipher things at the line of scrimmage well enough, and I know you're going to throw the point back at me that they don't let Russell Wilson audible. They're not going to bring Aaron Rodgers in here and not let him audible at least some of the time. They're just not. I refuse to believe that.
I mean, they didn't for Ben or Russell.
I refuse to believe it. I don't think that they will. Aaron Rodgers is going to have some ability to be able to do that.
Some, yeah.
And, I mean, Ben at the very end that last year just, I mean, I know it was Ben, but he was not nearly the same guy that he was. And Russell Wilson, they clearly did not trust at the end, but they probably felt an obligation to play because they brought him in first as the guy.
Well, you say that Ben wasn't the guy that he had been, and yet with a coordinator named Matt Canada and a rookie center named Kendrick Green, in 16 games, he had 22 touchdowns, 10 picks, and a passer rating that was just as good as Rodgers was last year in New York.
Well, the eye test, though. I mean, come on. I love Ben. Ben is one of my favorite players of all time, but he was not nearly the same guy in that final year. I mean, they had to carry him in stretches.
I mean, clearly he wasn't vintage Ben, but did you watch Aaron Rodgers last season?
I did, yes.
And you thought that he wasn't a shell of his former self?
He's not MVP Aaron Rodgers, but I still think that he has one more year in him.
In this
still
system?
Still good arm strength.
In this system?
We don't know what this system is.
Exactly.
Nobody knows what this Arthur Smith offense is. With Aaron Rodgers, with Russell Wilson, with Justin Fields, whoever. We don't know what it looks like. So we have no idea how to properly answer that with, well, how will Aaron look in this system? I'm sure he'll bring some plays with him that he's going to utilize too. Because Aaron Rodgers, because they're bowing down to him, and they didn't want to do that with Russell Wilson, so he is going to bring something in with him.
Will he play for $10 million like he claims he will?
I don't think so.
Why wouldn't you make him do that? Why wouldn't, if you're Art, say, listen, let's do the $10 million deal you talked about, because that would really mean a lot to our football team, and then if he doesn't take it, say forget it.
Well, they're definitely not going to say forget it at this point. They've waited long enough where they're at the point of no return.
Just a little while longer, Hart says.
But they're at the point of no return right now. Like, I don't even think Russell Wilson's going to play that much in New York with the Giants. It's probably going to end up being Jackson Dart's team.
You can throw Aaron Rodgers, last year's Russell Wilson, and final year Ben into a bucket and shake them up, and they're all coming out equally to me. That's where you and I differ greatly here. However, you might be right in the end. Maybe it's worth the wait. I don't think so.
Well, and if Aaron sucks and he's bad and the team is awful and they win six games, that's fine by me too.
Different question.
I'm open to both possibilities.
Very different question. To signing him because he might suck is different than signing him because he might be really good, which you think he could be.
Right. I think he can win them 10 games and potentially a playoff game, potentially, depending on the matchup.
412-928-9370. And then our other question is a baseball question. Is it time for Henry Davis to basically take over catching duties for the Pirates? Realizing that Joey Bart has been pretty good this year, you know, but Davis is a better defensive player and is starting to hit and was the number one overall pick that you drafted. So you have to find out about this guy. And Limits and I agreed on at least a 60-40. And yeah, you want Bart's bat in the lineup, I guess. It's not like Bart's. You said he was one of their best hitters. He's actually.
Well, consider they do not have a lot of good hitters.
Well, his OPS is below Cruz, McCutcheon, Falefa, Canario, Fraser, and Valdez. So I don't know that I agree with your statement that
Valdez
he's one of
hasn't played in like a month and a half. He's out for the year, too.
Okay, take out Valdez. He has 91 at-bats. I don't think that Joey Bart's been one of your best hitters. He has one home run and a 655 OPS. So put it this way. We can disagree all we want. And you and I have been disagreeing since 8:30 this morning when I called you. Oh, wait, it was 9:30. I don't think it's going to be a season wrecker to give up some of Joey Bart's at-bats and move him out of the catching role. He has one home run and a 655 OPS and a 308 slug. Joey Bart in 146 at-bats has 7 extra base hits. Okay? Henry Davis has, he only has 3, but he's only taken 49 at-bats. The point is Henry Davis has an 800 OPS this month, but the real point is he's Henry Davis, and he's a better defensive player. Make him your catcher. most of the time. Keep Bart's bat in the lineup if you like, or not. I think it's time for Henry Davis limits.
I do agree with that, that Henry Davis should be playing the majority of the time. Even if you have to DH him a game and you move Bart around, you move McCutchen around, whatever you have to do to cater to Henry Davis, I am okay with it.
Well, make no mistake, if you're playing Bart and Davis, McCutchen stands to get fewer at-bats.
Yes.
And he has a 740 OPS, which is second on the team.
But this season,
you better get creative about it, McCutchen better play the field a little bit more. That's the only way out of this.
Yeah, he can play some left. He can play some right.
He can play left?
He played left in New York.
For how many games this season has he played the field?
It's just a game. I think five is the total number of games that he played, especially when Reynolds
was
banged up.
Now you have Canario, you have Cruz, you have Reynolds, so maybe there's not even room in the outfield if you want to keep playing Canario. There's an Andrew McCutchen dilemma that we all knew could happen, really, in each of the years that they've brought him back now. And now it's really coming home to roost because he's still a pretty good hitter. Pretty good hitter. And you have younger guys you need to play to move forward as a franchise, particularly the guy that you invested a number one overall pick in. So how do you solve that dilemma limits?
And that's what should be the priority. Maybe have a tough conversation with McCutchen. The other thing about this is, too, how much of an obligation do you think that the Pirates believe that they owe Andrew McCutchen to play him on a fairly regular, everyday basis?
They probably believe a significant one.
They do. And this is, at least in my belief, probably Andrew McCutchen's final year.
Although they certainly didn't see fit to play him. What was the game where he didn't play earlier this year? Was it opening day? Well, what was the significant game early this year?
Well, there was a game where Cruz was out and Reynolds was also banged up where McCutchen was not in the lineup. It was like a Sunday lineup.
Oh, no, this was a sellout crowd. This was the big crowd for a Skeens game. I forget. What was the occasion?
The Skeens bobblehead game.
There you go.
Where he tweeted like 20 minutes before the game about
there,
not being in the lineup.
There you go. That's what I was remembering. So maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe when they see fit, if they don't think, or if they think they have higher priorities here, then maybe they're not wed to the idea of, yeah, McCutchen has to play a ton.
Well, I mean, he has played the third most games of anybody on the team, third or fourth.
Yeah.
48 games this year. That's tied with O'Neill Cruz.
I know. Reynolds has played 53. Hayes, oh my God, he's played 52.
52 games.
They keep running Tommy Pham out there, which is borderline surreal.
Kiner Falefa's third on the team in hits with 43. McCutchen is fourth.
I mean, he's been very good. That's just the bottom line with him.
Don't look now. Adam Frazier, fifth on the team in hits with 40. More than O'Neill Cruz has.
Yeah, but he didn't get going until the season was over. No. But if you want to say Adam Frazier is a bottom-of-the-bench guy, I guess.
Yeah, he's a 26th man on your roster at this point.
I just think Henry Davis needs to play. And I think we finally reached the point where it's an issue. The McCutchen thing is an issue. Would you agree?
It is, because there are other younger guys that need at-bats that you need to know about. And prioritizing Henry Davis, as odd as it kind of sounds to say out loud, prioritizing Henry Davis over Andrew McCutchen is probably something that is a difficult thing to do, but you have to do a little bit of.
412-928-9370. There was something else that Terry Bradshaw said that we can agree or disagree with. And there are a couple other Pirate issues. Let's actually take a look at the win. My God, limits. We get a chance to celebrate a win like that. We might as well for a day, right? It's been a long time coming. You thought the game was over. Did you even watch it?
I did think that the game was over. I had it on to begin with, and then I was flipping back and forth watching the NBA game last night. How about Indiana? TJ McConnell, they're a game away.
Amazing.
Going to the finals. And then I turned it back on when I saw that they were starting to catch up, and then I saw the Reynolds homer. Bang.
Bang. Let's listen to that next and talk about it for a little bit. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon. At the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Do we have the general on the line? We'll get to him in one moment. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And our six-pack brought to you by Bet365. Mark Cabali is going to join us later from OTAs. Dr. Daniel Zangrilli for an hour at noon. Things sometimes get spicy there. Rain throughout the day, not subsiding until evening. A high of Dermoni Dawson, which would be 63. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Let's get to the card of the week limits. I am going to go with a Henry Davis card. You?
Joe, that's a great pick. I don't know how much basketball cards are really going for, but TJ McConnell has been playing so well. He has to be my pick.
How about Halliburton?
Or Halliburton, yes. I just tried to go local with McConnell.
First guy in history to go 13, 15, and 10 with zero turnovers in a game.
He played incredible. What, 34 total points?
Holy ostrich milk. Hello, General. How are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me today. There's a lot of things going on. So with your permission, we're just going to reward the Starkey's Card of the Week listeners, and we're going to expand it to Cards of the Week. I had Tyrese Halliburton on the side of my desk for a month, waiting for the appropriate time. Now's a good time. We're giving a Tyrese Halliburton Prism rookie away, but that's not the main focus. Tomorrow's Mr. Skeens' birthday. It's always a good time to have a Skeens Card of the Week.
Yes.
So we're adding a Paul Skeens Stadium Club rookie. And then somewhere in the middle of the night, Brian Reynolds changed the whole plan. I've been waiting to use a Brian Reynolds card, but it's been a long time coming, but he certainly merits this week. 4-for-4 with a game-winning bomb. We're putting a game-used bat card of Brian Reynolds into the mix.
Love it.
I'm also going to throw in a Henry Davis because we've been waiting for that for several years, and you guessed it. And I might as well throw in a Bradshaw card, make it 5.
Make it a six-pack. Ron's on his 6th beer already in Fort Myers. Let's honor him with a 6-pack. One more.
TJ McConnell to make it our 10. How's that?
I love it.
Six cards for Starkey's Card of the Week, listeners. All good ones.
Incredible. Thank you, General.
You're welcome. You know, one last thing.
Yeah.
When Reynolds hits the home run, it actually dawns on you that that's part of the baseball, right? Like, it's been so long that we've been down, and I'm not a pirate basher. I'm just saying, like, you go, like, wait, it's actually possible to come back and win. That was exciting.
Yeah, so, when you hit, amazing things happen when the bat makes contact with the ball.
Without any mockery involved, literally you've gotten into the custom of, well, we got down 2-0, so like that's the only side of the ball, right? Like, so now that was an exciting comeback.
Yeah, man, it was great. Thank you, General.
You're welcome. You guys have a good week.
That's General Patton, Jeff Patton of the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry for all those cards. That 6-pack of cards. Your chance to win comes from going to our website, 937thefan.com. Go to our contest page. It'll be very obvious how to get there. Right around now, between Wednesday and Friday, right around noon. And while you're on looking for that, look for our YouTube page. That's also very obvious. And you can watch us. Watch the show. Our numbers are absolutely incredible right now, which we truly, truly appreciate. So, yeah, 937thefan.com leads you to our YouTube page, and you can watch the proceedings right now. I have decided to grow a mustache. It's in its embryonic stages right now in honor of Mason Rudolph. The PM guys put out a challenge, and I think it looks pretty good, Limits, and I'm getting a lot of compliments in the office. Your early opinion of it?
I like it. I want to see it get a little bit more growth to it, a little bit more defined of a mustache.
For sure. And I'm going to have it go down the chin a little bit. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you're going to look like, are you going to try to pull off a Raleigh Fingers look at any point?
No, not the handlebar, but a Mason type, where it's not just, you know, cut off at the lips, that we have legs to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, legs to it. Yeah. Make sure it doesn't jump off your face and walk away.
No, it won't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.